A special World Cafe today with Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings doing music from their new Holiday Soul Party album. Sharon and the Dap Kings have been recording together since their first album, Dap Dipping, in 2002. Jones is originally from Georgia. She moved to New York City and was doing session singing and singing in bands and later singing in church before getting together with the Dap Kings. Together, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings won a Grammy nomination for their 2014 album, Give the People What They Want. Jones has also been battling cancer, and we'll check in on how she's been doing. Check our website at worldcafe.npr.org for a video of this full session. We'll start with Please Come Home for Christmas, Just Another Christmas, and Ain't No Chimneys in the Projects. It's Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings live on the World Cafe.
Just styling these boots.
God.
You only get to do them once a year.
Sharon Jones, that's my favorite on this record.
Yeah.
That's a really, you wrote that one?
Yeah, me and, you know, Bosco.
Yeah. Well, it's a great, great song.
Well, and thank
now,
you.
What I love about this record is you remake some of the old classics. Some of them are like, you wouldn't necessarily know what they were. And the originals are great. How did the whole project come together?
You know, for years, people don't realize 2016, we've been together 20 years, me
wow.
and Gabe and Binky and, yeah, 20 years. And everyone like, oh, y'all just started, y'all been around for, no, we've been around. And we've always wanted to do a Christmas song, but we always touring, we always on the road, we always never find time, can never find time. Then my cancer came in and we had to drop everything. And then right in the point, we said, hey, we got a break. Let's do Christmas songs. I mean, we went in the hottest time of the year. It was like June, August or something. It was so hot. We like, Christmas, woo! And that's how we did. And we had so much fun. It really went like, the guy said, Sharon, get on the piano and play.
So you didn't even put up any lights?
No, we didn't need the lights because we had the cheer all right there.
Ah.
Lights was all inside. It was all natural.
Well, tell me about the classics. What are the ones that you remember coming up?
Oh, like Silent Night. Silent Night was one of the first songs that I sang at my church. They had the nativity, and I played a little angel, you know. I was about 9 years old, and I did Silent Night. You know, in the South, in the Baptist church, you know, they sit there, and I start singing Silent Night. And they were like, ooh, that little girl can sing it. Right then and there, I said, this is it. I think I'm going to sing. I think God gave me a gift, and that's what I'm going to do. So, and then Silver Bells, we sort of did that where we start off with a little boom, boom. Well, Gabe said, Sharon, get on the piano. I'm like, okay. And I played, you know, I do things from the gospel field because I only know how to play gospel chords. So when I'm going to sit on the piano, that's what you're going to get. And that's how I came up with Silver Bells. And Silent Night, we did it like a little blues. That was on the guys. I just started going, you know, playing the piano. And, you know, I wish my mom's was here so she could actually see me sing this song. Little girl coming up, every Christmas. Bing, bing, bing. My mom would be like, bells will be ringing. So that was a song that I was brought up with all my life. And now I get a chance to sing it, you know, so that was wonderful. Actually, that was the first song we sat down, the band, and we got that one right out of the way.
Wow, that's a good one. Yeah. So what are your plans this year? What are you going to do for the holiday?
Oof. Well, we're supposed to be like New Year's in Chicago, House of Blues. And after that, the main thing is right now is me, my health. I may have to have an operational abrasion to remove the tumors off my liver. And I just got to keep positive because the doctor told me that this is a... I'm like, so when is my tumors going to go? When is my cancer going to remission? He says, your cancer will never go in remission. I have pancreatic cancer. He says, it's going to continue to come back, and the only way we can fight it with chemo. I listened to him. I cried. Tears came out. But then I said, you know what? God knows. When my time come, the time will come. I'm going to keep fighting. I'm going to keep taking, I'm going to do what I got to do to keep myself, to keep these tumors and this cancer from coming back. That's all I can do, you know? And that is why you see me on the stage tonight. You see me the last few months. I refuse. I told my manager, don't cancel the gigs, because I'm going to, God gave me these gigs. He put them on the calendar. That means I'm going to do them. And it's just one gig I think I had in Jersey. And when I take the chemo that week, and I did the gig and I was on stage, I'm like, I can't breathe. So I couldn't breathe because the cold air comes in my throat. But that's why I'm here. And that's why I'm doing all these gigs. And I'm gonna keep on doing my gigs. And if you see me cancel something, then you know that's a problem. But other than that, I'm gonna keep on doing what I got to do.
Well, on the good news front, you got that. Finally got that Grammy nomination last year.
It was nominated, yeah.
Yeah. They need to get a category for you.
For soul music, that's what
I'm saying.
Soul
music, you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But then again, they'll put some R&B somebody up here and say, oh, they're a soul singer. And just the way it goes. It's all, I don't know. I just thank God that we're doing what we're doing, and we have the internet, and our fans are who they are. You know, I don't want to be... I mean, I would love to win a Grammy. Don't get me wrong. We would love to go like, but we don't. So until then, we've gotten 20 years this way, and I'm sort of feeling great. We're finally going up and up and up.
Oh yeah.
I don't need the paparazzis all up in my face. I just want to walk the street. You probably wouldn't even know me if you saw me because I have a cap on, jeans, fishing. I don't even look. Child, I'm all dressed up right now, yeah. Yeah, even though my eyelashes are falling off, I put a little stuff up there, and I can blink them. So I'm going to keep on doing what I can do, and, you know.
Well, you open your mouth, and we know who you are, that's
right.
For sure.
Yeah.
What do you want to do now?
White Christmas. Now listen, this song is called Big Bulbs, Bulbs, Light Bulbs. Mm-hmm. Gotta get that clear, because some people like singing, ooh, I thought y'all was saying that other word. Bulbs.
Bye. big balls flashing in your window tonight.
Wrote this song, y'all. Yeah. Miss Williams.
Woo. Yeah, uh-huh. Big bulbs.
Y'all
finishing
like that.
Up
y'all
our,
so quiet. What happened?
Our holiday soul party. Hey, Sharon, thank you so much for coming here. Thanks for the album. We'll see you after the holidays. Keep going. Keep singing. Keep being strong.
Keep
we
fighting.
Love you.
Thank you. Thank you all. So glad y'all enjoyed. See ya. Bye.
Thank you.
Wait, let me do.
Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings on our Christmas celebration on the World Cafe.